This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And here's our host, Mark Richards.
Hello, Starcaders, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action, and our two players are getting ready to compete on some very exciting video arcade games. Right now, players, what do you say? Let's play Starcade! Starcaders, I'd like to have you meet our two contestants on the program. We have John Lowry and Sarah Conrad. And both of our contestants have been teamed up based on their game-playing ability. Right now, John and Sarah, let me tell you the good news. One of you will have an opportunity to win the grand prize today. That is your very own video arcade game. And there it is behind us, and it's Wacko! And good luck to both of you. Right now, let's find out more about our contestants. John, tell us about you.
My name's John Lowry, yeah. I'm a junior at Salesian High School in Richmond. My hobbies are fishing, and I play tennis at this school.
And you also tell me you're an expert on video games.
Yeah, you could say that.
You started playing, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, mostly the racing games they had then, the Atari ones.
Lots of luck, and nice to have you on the show. Let's meet your opponent, and this is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Mark. I'm glad to be here. I'm a native of Macon, Georgia, and a full-time pharmacist, and I have a four-year-old son who's really a whiz and one of our future astronauts. I like designing, and so I brought along my good luck piece called my rainbow.
That is very pretty. So this is your good luck charm for today.
Yes, it is.
Well, nice to have you with us, and we wish you luck, too.
Thank you.
So why don't you shake hands, John and Sarah, take your places at the podium, and let's get ready to play Starcade right now. Kevin, please tell us about the five games on the program today.
Game number one today, Q-Bert, a peculiar happy hopping creature. Game two, Star Trek, an adventure on the Starship Enterprise. Game number three today, Pole Position, a wild drive and you're in the driver's seat. Game four today, Burger Time, help Chef Peter Pepper build a burger. And game five, Millipede, and the bugs are back.
Thank you, Kevin. Some exciting games. And right now, let me tell you that attached to one of those five games is a valuable prize. Select that game, and the prize is yours.
Today's mystery game is Q-Bert.
Here's our first question. Whoever answers correctly has the advantage and selects the first game. If you're set, hands on the buzzers, please. Bump and Jump is a game about A, cars, or John.
Cars.
Cars is right. Or B, the circus. It is cars. John, as I mentioned, you have the advantage. Which one of the five games do you want to play?
I'll start out with Star Trek.
Star Trek it is, and Kevin, please tell us about Star Trek.
Welcome aboard, Captain. Command the Starship Enterprise on a Star Trek adventure. Your mission is to seek out and destroy Nomad and his gang of Klingon ships. Defend the starbases and the Enterprise from their continued assault. Keep your eye on the sector scanner to spot the approaching enemy, then zap them out of the galaxy using your targeting scanner. Dock with starbases for repairs and supplies, but be wary of antimatter saucers. The dangers are many in the game of Star Trek.
John, how well do you know the Star Trek game?
I've only played it about once.
Oh, really?
But I did good at it, though.
Well, we're going to see how well you can do in 60 seconds. That's how much time you have on our time clock. If you're all set, into playing position, ready, begin.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
John, looks like you got blown out of space. You didn't get to play the full 60 seconds, but you have a good score, 2,250 points. Come on up here, your turn. Sarah, are you going to get blown out of space too?
I hope not, at least with Dr. Spock.
We're going to give you 60 seconds on the clock, just like we gave John, and we wish you luck. So into playing position, please, Sarah. Ready and begin.
Welcome aboard, Captain. Thank you.
score 8,575 points. And we'll be back with John and Sarah to see which one of our two Starcaders selects the next game to be played right after these words. Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Wacko. It's a wacky world of weird monsters changing to mutant monsters and back again with Captain Coozer flitting about in his saucer in pursuit. The arcade game Wacko, furnished by Midway Manufacturing Company. And now back to Starcade with Mark Richards. Thank you, Kevin, with John and Sarah. Let's find out how we're doing at the end of just one game so far. John, you have a point total of 2,250 points. And Sarah, you have 8,575. John, you've got a lot of catching up to do. And let me say this, that in this round of competition, not 60 seconds like the first game, but 50 seconds. So you've got to try a little extra harder in less time for the next game. You've got some catching up to do, and let me tell you that we have one more game to be played in this round. The high score will play the first prize round. So if you're set, good luck. Here's your next question. You are a mommy trying to save your children in the game Puyan. What type of animal are you? John.
Pig.
Yep, a pig is the answer, or a bear. You got it. John, there are four games remaining. We have Q-Bert, Pole Position, Burger Time, or Millipede. Which one will it be? Remember, there's a valuable prize still attached to one of those four games.
I think I'll go with Millipede.
Millipede? Let's find out about that game. Kevin, if you will.
You are a mighty millipede flanked by a marauding band of oversized insect rogues, and they're advancing on you steadily. You must stop them with your bow and arrow as they move closer and closer through the mushroom forest. Score points with direct hits to the millipede or any of his insect buddies, or take out a group at a time with DDT bombs. Truth and goodness are on your side, and you will be victorious over the millipede.
John, you've got your work cut out for you. Sarah's ahead by about 6,000 points. I just asked you why you selected Millipede, and you said what?
I need points.
And that's the only reason, even though you're not familiar with it.
I don't like it at all.
Well, it scores a lot of points. Yeah. This time, as I mentioned, 50 seconds on the clock. You've got to work a lot harder. Into playing position, if you will, please. Good luck to you, John. Ready? Begin. You're right, 12,243 points. That is a good score. Sarah, your turn. You've got a very comfortable lead so far, but that's a good score. You just had 12,000 points. We're going to wish you luck again. 50 seconds, work a little harder this time.
I'm ready.
Good, that's what we like to hear. Turn around to playing position, please, Sarah. Ready, begin. Sarah, 6,124 points. It's going to be close. Come on back to the podiums, and let's see which one of you two play the first prize round on the program of Starrcade. John, like I said, it's going to be close. I don't know what the scores are. We'll find out right now. At the end of two games, John, you have a total of 14,493 points. Sarah, 14,699. By about 200 points. Come on down, Sarah. Congratulations. You're going to play the first prize round with us. I'm going to show you the playing fields of four video arcade games. Identify them correctly, you'll win these prizes. Kevin?
For three correct answers, it's the Cobra Phone cordless telephone, letting you receive and place calls anywhere, inside or outside your home. Model CP99S features attractive styling and concealed antennas. Enjoy cordless phoning with a Cobra Phone. And for four correct answers, the Redline PL20 Carrera, the state-of-the-art in bicycle motocross. P for pro performance, L for lightning fast, the Redline PL Carrera, the best in bicycle motocross.
Kevin, great prizes. They could be yours, Sarah. You already won, right?
I already won.
Good. Let's see how well you do. Let's turn around in playing position, and let's take a look at the four games. Sarah, number one, is this Space Avenger or Tron?
Tron.
Right. Number two, Asteroids or Space Invaders?
Space Invaders.
Yes. Number three, Solar Fox or Spacecraft?
Solar Fox.
Yes. And number four, Scramble or Cosmic Avenger?
Scramble.
You got them all! Congratulations, Sarah. Four out of four, you've got yourself a great prize. We'll be back with John and Sarah and find out which of our Starrcaders selects our next game right after this. Welcome back to Starrcade. Sarah, your good luck charm is doing real well for you today. It's gotten you a great prize so far, and you're in a good lead and by about 200 points. But let me tell you right now that many of the video arcade games you see on our show are seen for the first time anywhere right here on Starrcade. Well, you played a game for 60 seconds. You played a game for 50 seconds. Right now, we have a game for 40 seconds. So you have less time. You've got to work a lot harder. This is the big challenge coming up right now. One more game to be played. The high score at the end of this game gets to play the super prize round. And one of you go for the grand prize, your very own video arcade game, the Wacko Game. Good luck to both of you. Here's your next question. How many super dots appear on the first screen of Super Pac-Man? John.
Four.
Nope. It's two. You got it, Sarah. The answer is two. Sarah, you're on a hot streak.
I am.
All right, there are three games remaining on the program. Q-Bert, Pole Position, or Burger Time. Which one will it be?
I think I'll go with Q-Bert.
And I don't believe it. That's our mystery game, and you've won yourself another prize. Kevin, what is it?
It's these Parker Brothers home video game cartridges based on popular arcade games, exciting movie themes, and comic book adventures. The challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
Sarah, when you're done with that thing around your neck, can I have it and take it home with me? I'll tell you. All right, now you selected Q-Bert. Let's find out how that game is played. Kevin?
Q-Bert is a nosy fellow that hops around changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All green objects are safe to hit and add points, but be careful. Q-Bert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Q-Bert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
One of the cutest games around today is Q-Bert. Have you played it before?
I like the way it sounds. I get a chance to look at other people play it.
Well, I can see why you have a big smile on your face. You're doing real well so far. And we, 40 seconds on the time clock for the Q-Bert game. You all set?
All set.
Good luck to you. Sarah, into playing position. Ready? Begin.
Come on.
Sarah, I like the good score. 1,150 points scored on Q-Bert. Come on, John. We're going to give you 40 seconds on Q-Bert. You've got 1,150. In that same time period, if you get 1 point more, you get to play the super prize round. Do you think you can do it?
Sure.
Positive?
I was born ready. I can do anything.
Well, we wish you luck. We want you to win some fine prizes today. 40 seconds on the clock. Ready? Begin. This is one of the best matches we've had. So close. And John, let's see how well you did against Sarah on Q-Bert. John, you have a total of 1,125 points. Sarah, you have 1,150, a 25-point lead. Sarah, come on down again. It's ready. Let's play the super prize round again. We're going to show you the playing fields of four video games. Identify them correctly, you'll win these prizes. Kevin, what are they, please?
For three correct answers, it's the Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sisey's. And for 4 correct answers, the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor. For education, home finance, and entertainment, you're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
What luck. You're on a hot streak today.
I hope it continues.
We've got 4 more playing fields to show you. Let's turn around and take a look. Sarah, number 1. Is this Domino Man or Domino Chain?
Domino Man.
Right. Is this Stargate or Starflight?
Stargate.
Right you are. Number 3. Dig Dug or Dig Out?
I'd say Dig Dug.
Dig Dug is correct. And number 4, Donkey Kong Jr. or Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong Jr.
All right! Tremendous! You got it! Another great prize, Sarah. And we'll be back to total up the points to see which one of our 2 contestants goes for the grand prize, the Wacko Video Arcade Game, following these words. Welcome back to Starcade. Right now, we're going to total up the points to see who plays for the grand prize, your very own Wacko Arcade Game. It's been a good match, one of the best matches we've had so far. Very close. John, you have a grand total at the end of 3 games of play, 15,618 points. Sarah, you have 15,849. You're the winner, John. Thank you very much for being with us on the show. You've been a great contestant. We have some fine prizes for you to take home. Sarah, there are 2 games remaining on the program. We have Pole Position and Burger Time. If you select Pole Position as your final game, you must score within 30 seconds 5,440 points. If you select Burger Time, 1,240. Now, that's the average score based on 20 people playing those same 2 games for a 30-second time period. Sarah, decision time, which one?
I'm hungry, so I should play Burger Time, but I drive to work every day, and I should play Pole Position. I'll take Burger Time.
Burger Time, that's the game. Boy, the suspense here. We're going to find out all about Burger Time from Kevin.
Help Chef Peter Pepper build a burger. Collect patties, cheese, lettuce, and buns. For bonus points, catch the pursuing hot dog, egg, and pickle in the burger. And if you can't catch them, immobilize them briefly by shaking pepper their way. Complete a burger on the platter and feast on your success. It's Burger Time.
Sarah, I've got to tell you, in 30 seconds, if you can get more than 1,240 points, you win the grand prize. We want you to win.
I'm ready.
Good luck. Turn around to playing position, if you will. Ready and begin. You didn't win the grand prize, but you won plenty of other fine prizes on the program. Come on up, family. John, I want to thank all of you for being with us on the program. And everyone at home, we'll see you next time on Starrcade. Until then, this is Mark Richards saying thanks for watching and bye-bye now.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starrcade.
Some of the Starrcade set furnished by RCA. Hairstyling by Shea Peter. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. This has been a JM production.